Random House Audio presents Animal Wise, The Thoughts and Emotions of Our Fellow Creatures by Virginia Morell. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. For my mother, and for Michael, who loves dogs, cats, and all the wild creatures, and for our pets, Buck and Ninny, who stayed close while I wrote. Surely the most important part of an animal is its anima, its vital spirit, on which is based its character and all the peculiarities by which it most concerns us. Yet most scientific books which treat of animals leave this out altogether, and what they describe are, as it were, phenomena of dead matter. Henry David Thoreau. Introduction. Our organ of thought may be superior, and we may play it better, but it is surely vain to believe that other possessors of similar instruments leave them quite untouched. Stephen Walker. Animals have minds. They have brains and use them, as we do, for experiencing the world, for thinking and feeling, and for solving the problems of life every creature faces. Like us, they have personalities, moods, and emotions. They laugh and they play. Some show grief and empathy and are self-aware and, very likely, conscious of their actions and intents. Not so long ago I would have hedged these statements, because the prevailing notion held that animals are more like zombies or robotic machines, capable of responding with only simple, reflexive behaviors. And, indeed, there are still researchers who insist that animals are moving through life like the half-dead, but they're so 1950s.